future of human beings is actually linked very much to the future of the animals, because they provide such important foundations and connections to the necessities of well-being and human life.
What might we be doing as humans that is harming these species that we're not aware of?
One thing that I could tell you about that people may not know about, it's a huge problem in Africa, a huge decline in the populations of vultures, and so much so that they're saying that the whole vulture species may collapse in Africa. First of all, before I tell you the reason, I want to tell you why they're important. They clean up garbage. They're scavengers. They pick away carcasses that can spread diseases. And we've seen it in other countries when there's been a collapse in vulture populations, that we see outbreaks of anthrax, of rabies, really serious outbreaks, really big spikes. Poachers go out, they kill rhinos and they kill elephants. And, of course, as soon as the elephant or rhino is killed, then the vultures, they circle over. And it signals the rangers to rush to the site. It discloses where the poachers are. So the poachers have been lacing the carcasses with poisons. When they eat the poison, they actually spread this to many other species, and it gets right into the ecosystem. And you can see from one carcass, you may have like maybe 30, 40 vultures that are killed from it. Some parts of vultures are good luck, and so there's still a trade in voodoo parts of the trade in voodoo for parts of the vulture. It's a compound problem that's threatened these species that are really important for our human health, and we were seeing a collapse in them.
What was the conversation like regarding climate change and migration patterns?
In one sense, it's a bit sad to see that we had so many proposals for new species to be protected by the convention, because it shows that there's a decline in these species worldwide. But on the other hand, it shows confidence in this UN treaty to be able to protect these species. Right now with climate change, it's changing the whole pattern of everything. It's changing the range of where these species migrate. So ensuring that we have good protected areas along the way, that, and especially new areas that fit into the new climate that we're living in, is very important. That we have new hunting seasons, because the hunting seasons are changing. The spring is earlier, the fall is later. The one of the biggest issues is that, you know, with human beings, we're highly intelligent and we can create new infrastructure. We can move to places where are less affected. We can create dams to make sure that there's, you know, we don't get flooding and what have you. Animals can do that, and they adapt much slower. And so it's really important that we are able to assist them in some way.
So what does a global effort to protect wildlife look like? What are some of the solutions?
One way, of course, is awareness raising. Our species are majestic, and they go on these majestic, incredible journeys between oceans, between continents. You know, some even go from one pole almost to the other pole. Awareness raising, you know, engaging stakeholders in a way to work together towards solving a problem, promoting new legislation at the national level and new policies, also building ownership. You know, for example, when you're working with protected areas to create new protected areas, or you're working to try to protect species at the national level, you have to make connections with local communities. And by making it important to them, they want to conserve the species. You know, there's good examples even here in the Philippines of communities that used to hunt whale sharks. And, you know, with the ban on whale sharks that have come out of the FAO, now this is reinforced by CMS, they had to find these hunting villages had to find an alternative livelihood, so they turned the ecosystem, they turned to ecotourism, and started having excursions and dive with whale sharks, and that's really turned the community around, and the income of the community is actually much higher, in fact, double of what it was when they were just a village that were hunting whale sharks. So when you can build ownership, and you can create incentives, or you can create new markets for these species locally, you know, you can really do a lot to protect them.